Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a marvelous, marvelous start. October here at Bible Baptist Church. What a wonderful Lord's Day we had. God met with us and decisions were made for Christ. And we just had a marvelous, marvelous day. And the Spanish church had a wonderful day as well. I hope you had a good day where you were. Hope that you were in your place. You were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Most of all, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed here to start out this month of October. And we're looking forward to a great, great month of October. We have a bonfire and game night on coming up here in the middle of October. We have old-fashioned Sunday in October. My wife and I will be going to the Philippines in October and seeing some of our missionaries there. And it's going to be a great, great month here in the month of October. And so we're looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us. And I am happy in the service of the King. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to look at Acts chapter 20. Would you look there with me, please, if you can? Acts 20, and I'm going to read for you verse number 24. The Apostle Paul says, "But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry, which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Notice that I might finish my course with joy. I want to talk to you a little bit today about destroyers of our joy. Norman Cousins was hospitalized with a rare, crippling form of arthritis. When he was diagnosed as incurable, he checked himself out of the hospital. Aware of the harmful effects that negative emotions have on the body, Cousins realized that the reverse was true. So he borrowed a movie projector and prescribed his own treatment. That treatment consisted of Marx Brothers films and old candid camera reruns. It didn't take long for him to discover that 10 minutes of laughter provided 2 hours of pain-free sleep. And amazingly, his debilitating disease was eventually reversed. After the account of his victory appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, Cousins received more than 3,000 letters from appreciative physicians throughout the world. Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. was a member of the U.S. Supreme Court for 30 years. In fact, his mind and wit and work earned him the unofficial title of the greatest justice since John Marshall. At one point in his life, Justice Holmes explained his choice of a career by saying, quote, "I might have entered the ministry if certain clergymen I knew had not looked and acted so much like undertakers," end quote. Well, listen, God has designed that each of us serve Him. We have been given a ministry of reconciliation. We are all in the service of the King. The verse that Paul wrote today in Acts, "Fulfill my course with joy. Fulfill my ministry with joy." Satan would like to keep you from ministering, but if he can't keep you from ministering, he'll get you to minister without any joy. Joy is a cheerful, calm delight in any particular circumstance. In other words, you have a cheerful spirit no matter the circumstances of life. You say, "Well, preacher, what's the opposite of joy?" The opposite of joy is frustration. That's where you have an unhappy refusal in the circumstances of life. You don't accept them. The question today is not, do you serve the Lord? The question I have for you today is, do you serve the Lord with joy? George Barna of Barna Research reports that there are 70 million Americans today who are struggling to find some meaning in life. That over 50% of Americans struggle with some type of depression. Oh, my friend, salvation and the Christian life brings great joy. The Bible says Zacchaeus received him joyfully. The Bible says a Philippian jailer was rejoicing with God and in God with all his house. The Ethian eunuch, after he was baptized in Acts 8, went on his way rejoicing. Wow, that's how you always start. I've never had anyone receive Christ and look up to me and with a sad face say, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. No, we start out with joy. How can I keep the joy? What destroys the joy? What takes it away? Well, let's look at that today, can we? The first thing that destroys joy is mediocrity. Mediocrity. Matthew chapter 5, verses 46 and 47, Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount said this, "For if ye love them that love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? What do ye more than others?" In other words, if you're following Christ, good enough is not good enough. The whole point is don't settle for average. Don't settle to maintain. Always strive to be growing. Always strive to be improving. Now, growth is never easy. Change is always hard. But you change. You grow. You improve by reading, by studying, by observing, by working. I should be a better pastor now than when I began back in 1982. I should be a better husband now than when I began in 1979. And you too ought to be a better Sunday school teacher, better usher, better choir member, better soul winner than when you began. Are you a better Christian now than you were this time last year? Why not? What destroys churches and what destroys individual Christians is indifference, mediocrity. It'll cause you to lose your joy, lose your drive, lose your desire to be your best for the Lord. Rise above that. Rise above the mediocre. Rise above the average. In the Swiss Alps in Switzerland, there's a church graveyard near the base of a great mountain. Among its numerous gravestones, there's a special tombstone. It's the tombstone of a man who died on a mountain climb. And the words on the headstone are this: "He died climbing." Oh, my friend, that's what I want to have. I want to go out climbing. I'm not going to yield. I'm not going to go bow down to mediocrity. The second thing that causes us to lose our joy is materialism. You know, one of the commandments is, "Thou shalt not covet." One of the things that robs you of your joy is wishing for things you don't have. And then you begin to think you're suffering because you don't have them. A devout Quaker was watching his new neighbor move in next door. After all kinds of modern appliances, electronic gadgets, plush furniture, and costly wall hangings have been carried in, the Quaker called out to his neighbor, "Friend, if you find you're lacking anything, let me know, and I'll show you how to live without it." Oh, it's easy to get caught up in the things of life, isn't it? See, and we get so caught up in the things of this life. For Eve, it was the one tree forbidden. For Balaam, it was money. For Gehazi, it was clothes and gold. But Paul would say, "What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Don't let materialism get a hold of you, folks. It'll rob you of your joy. Well, mediocrity, materialism. The third thing is that can rob us of our joy is our meditations. The psalmist would write in Psalm 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Let me ask you this. What do you think about? You tell me what you think about, and I can tell you how you live. Because the Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The Bible says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are issues of life." Issues of the heart. We do our thinking in our heart. Because it's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Oh, you store information in your head, but you think, you meditate in your heart. Idle moments, unplanned time, has always been the devil's and the flesh's playground. The Bible says we're to overcome evil with good. So stay busy doing right. Stay busy with right thoughts. Overcome evil with good. Keep no secrets from anyone. Let somebody in. Don't have some secret world that only you know about. No, don't do that. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Mediocrity will rob us of joy. Materialism will rob us of joy. Meditations will rob us of joy. Maliciousness will rob us of joy. That's harboring ill will toward another. It's where we're wishing bad on somebody else. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings." Lay it aside. Saul had the kingdom taken away and he was hurt and he was angry. What happened? He started eyeing David. He became angry, frustrated, suspicious. He was a grumpy old man. Don't be a Christian like that. Put off the envy. Put off malice. Put off evil speaking. Lay it aside. You have to put off or you can put on. It was Saul's malice towards David that destroyed him. It was Haman's malice towards Mordecai that destroyed him. And your malice will destroy you. Destroyers of joy, mediocrity, materialism, meditations, maliciousness, mankind. Mankind. The Bible talks about how rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And that's right on the heels in Philippians chapter 4 of Paul having to tell a couple women in the church to get along with each other. Get along with each other. Be of the same mind in the Lord. Don't look to get your joy from people. If my joy is dependent on other people, I'm in a world of trouble. You take, for example, a woman who dreams for years about finding Mr. Right, and she believes this is the one that will fulfill her deepest longing for intimacy. She pictures him sitting next to her on the overstuffed love seat in front of a warm fire, his arm around her, talking for hours. No game, no computer on TV or television. She envisions him as always there for her in times of need, always caring, always understanding. She doesn't know it, but she's setting herself up for a heartache. She has an unrealistic view of her marriage and a picture of her husband. And he can never meet that expectation in a million years. And the relationship she thinks will bring her joy will actually bring her frustration and disappointment. Same way with a man who thinks he's going to marry the perfect wife. No, my friend, you set yourself up for failure. So you have to understand, Christians often lose their joy when they get a wrong idea of church leaders or spiritual mentors. And then they end up not meeting those expectations or not living up to that, and then they're destroyed because their joy was in mankind. We see it in the life of Leah, who started having children, trying to win the affection of Jacob. She kept having sons thinking she'd win his favor. And finally, when she got to the last one, she called her name Zebulun, that is dwelling. She wasn't trying to impress him anymore. Listen, wives, husbands, is going to help you. You will not get from one another what you can only get from God. Your source of joy has to be the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Fulfill my ministry with joy, Paul said. Joy in Christ requires a commitment to working at this thing of joy and putting your joy in the Lord. Salvation's a gift. But the joy of salvation demands disciplined action. Oh, listen, let's have enough salvation to make us joyful. Let's have enough of the gospel to make us joyful. I want to be, as the songwriter said, I want to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. I want to have the fullness of joy the Lord Jesus spoke about. So let's have joy today, shall we? Don't let these things rob you of your joy. Don't let mediocrity, materialism, meditations, maliciousness, or mankind. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Have a great Monday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.